The Theater School at DePaul University presents Growing Up Blue by Chloe Orlando. Director Shade Murray, scenic designer Paloma Loxon, costume designer Emily Orton, lighting designer Jack D. Riley, sound designer Sarah Parker, technical director Ethan Gill, dramaturg Rachel Przinski, stage manager Aaron Collins. May 18th through 26th, 2018. The Theater School at DePaul University, Watts Theater. Cast, in order of appearance. Blue, Aiden Rifkin. Chelsea, Christina Euphrat. Charlie, Elliot Gross. Trish, Kaya Brickhouse. Court, Eliana Beagle. Gray, Noah Glazer. Puppeteer, Madeline Mason. Time, a couple months into winter, at the point where everyone has been stuck inside for so long they've started going crazy. The only time anyone leaves the house is on their way to their car to go to the grocery store, to school, or to work. It's still cold outside. There's never any sunlight. The ground is covered with melted snow puddles or ugly gray piles of melting snow. Everything is wet. When you walk outside, your feet get wet and they never seem to get dry. You still have to wear a big, ugly coat. Winter feels like it'll never end. Place, hometown USA. This play contains strong language and discussion of suicide. The play is presented with one 10-minute intermission. Please note that the first floor lobby restrooms are gender neutral during this production. The second floor restrooms are designated for women and men. Director's note. These are two quotes Chloe Orlando asked me to consider before reading Growing Up Blue for the first time. They are a perfect window to frame the play. A compassionate, curious, irrelevant, and ultimately spiritual look at growing up. Read and enjoy. Shade Murray. Why is the media so obsessed with gender transitions anyway? Huxtable noted that trans people embody questions that everyone is kind of dealing with in really intimate ways. Hall agreed, noting that everybody transitioned. Everybody is transitioning. Like you went through puberty, you became a woman or a man. You were pregnant. You were getting old and dying. Your body is a constant state of transition. Transgender people often embody this in an accelerated way, and are therefore apt to become symbols of sources of fascination. Quote from Transgender Visibility Panel at Art Basel 2016. And I was so young when I behaved 25, yet now I find I've grown into a tall child. Mitski, First Love, Late Spring. Playwright's note. Being a teenager is effing confusing. We do so many embarrassing and weird things with an earnestness that is awe-inspiring. We also do so many shitty things to people because we are seeking affirmation for our intense emotions and confusion. I wrote this play with softness, awe, and respect for the terror of adolescence, but also with a lightness and humor that I think we should all have when we look back at our misguided attempts to figure ourselves out. Teenagers are fascinating because they are in a state of rapid change. They're changing body or a change in outfit signaling a new persona they're trying on or a new genre of music they're blasting and crying to in their room with the door locked all make public this confusing process. But really, we're all going through this process. It's a mistake to believe that because we are no longer teenagers, that we are attempting from the overwhelming and ridiculous process of self-actualization. I believe there is an obsession with transgender people, especially transgender children, in the media because transgender people embody processes of change in an accelerated way, often public. Yet we're all transitioning. You go through puberty, you become a man or a woman, you become pregnant, you get married or become a parent, your body gets old, you start to die. Maybe one day you'll realize you're not a heterosexual or cisgender or transgender as you asserted yourself to be. Chloe Orlando, BFA 4, Playwright. Dramaturgy note. when we constantly see tropes like the damsel in distress or the cold-hearted father in the media we consume, we become conditioned to believe that this is the norm. The kinds of stereotypes further reinforce mainstream society's construction of a gender binary, a system which classifies individuals as either male or female. Those assigned male are expected to be masculine, while those assigned female are expected to be feminine. And although there's nothing wrong with wanting to adhere to these expectations, individuals with differing gender identities and manners of expression are left out of the equation. Within the past couple of years, transgender narratives and figures have started to gain more exposure in pop culture mediums like reality TV, the medium of choice for the plays Court and Trish characters. Series as I Am Jazz and I Am Kate chronicle how celebrities Jazz Jennings and Caitlyn Jenner, respectively, each navigate life as a trans woman. The shows gave and continue to give visibility to transgender individuals, introducing some viewers to the reality of being transgender for the first time and providing others with thriving role models who happen to also be trans. Yet these series and many other portrayals of transgender people simultaneously continue to reinforce a binary understanding of sex and gender. Both Jennings and Jenner choose to medically transition and embody established beauty norms and gender norm roles. And again, while this is a completely valid path, it becomes difficult for viewers to imagine anything different when it is the only narrative they are exposed to. As a result, all transgender experiences are held up to a singular standard, and transitions that fail to align with either male or female expectations are deemed less legitimate by popular society. Growing Up Blue offers an alternative. There are many different ways to be trans, and every single one of them is legitimate. How do the characters of the play express themselves both within and outside of gender binary? Where do you find your place? Rachel Brzezinski, BFA4, Dramaturgy Criticism.